The Trump administration is proposing a sharp reduction in funding to the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative from the current level of $300 million over the next 5 years to just $10 million in that same time span. Erie County legislator Patrick Burke says that is simply unacceptable and potentially destructive, not only to the water and wildlife, but also to the economy.
And there's the tourism economy that's associated with this. There's fishermen's groups. There's large events that bring in people from broad areas in, New York State, Ohio, Pennsylvania, that come to Buffalo to do fishermen's tours. It's a devastating impact on the economy. Millions of dollars.
Advocates for Great Lakes cleanup efforts say a sharp cut in funds would eliminate programs that monitor runoff from farmlands, streets, sidewalks, and other potential pollution sources. The Trump administration is also considering a rollback of former President Barack Obama's 2015 Clean Water Rule, which extended regulations set in the 1972 Clean Water Act to cover smaller tributaries and waterways. Nate Drag of the Alliance for the Great Lakes says next week, March 15th and 16th, numerous advocates will bring their case directly to Washington.
And we kind of spread out on the Hill and try to hit as many offices as we can and just really say restoration funding is crucial to our region, not just for the environment, but for our communities and our economies. And the EPA is vital to our health and our drinking water.
Legislator Burke, meanwhile, has launched an online petition to condemn proposed cuts and discourage federal lawmakers from approving them. Burke adds that Canadian leaders are also being asked to step up in opposition to proposed cleanup cuts. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.